Ash looked around after arriving in the camp. It smelt far worse than it had looked from above. Glancing over his shoulder, he could see Moira above them, circling slowly as she scanned the surroundings for them. Even now, Ash found it hard to truly understand the height of the prison, the magnitude of it. It was hard to fathom the amount of work that likely had to go into making it.
"I would really like to understand how they were able to construct the prison,"
mused Gia, standing beside May, who was next to Ash.
"If we understood how, we could replicate it. I think the material is an incredible artifact by itself. It is an incredible material."
"I agree,"
May confirmed, and then looked to Ash. His arm was locked in hers and pressed up to the side of her chest. It was such a comfortable place that he'd been the one to take her arm first.
"Husband, what's our current priority list?"
"Fortify our sect,"
Ash stated as he looked around the encampment. He saw nothing and no one of value.
"Escape this realm. Assert a home base in the middle realm. Make ourselves safe and secure. Try to lay low and not catch the interest of the Emperor. So long as he thinks I'm in the prison, hopefully he'll just not bother with me."
Then before we escape, I would like to make sure we understand how these materials were made. Sister Gia is right,"
May stated, pulling his arm up against herself more firmly.
"I'll do my best. I'd do anything that any of my precious wives would ask of me,"
Ash stated, and then started moving forward.
"Especially your wives, right?"
Rue asked quietly and in English.
"I mean, that's an odd question, isn't it? What's the distinction? Dear, sweet, beautiful Locke, my love. Tell me what she's really asking. I'll kiss that pretty face of yours till you're dizzy."
"Wives versus brides."
"Especially for my wives,"
Ash clarified immediately after he understood what Rue was asking, also in English. Right now, he was surrounded by his wives. All the knights and brides were needed to keep order in the facility and prison. There was no way for them to leave without endangering Ren and their fledgling hold on Fortress Sheng.
"I mean, there was always a distinction,"
Ash continued. He suddenly wanted to reassure them.
"I'm sure Locke has been secretly feeding you all information about my thoughts, what I want. I don't even need to look at her to know it. She's probably blushing, hiding behind Sue and holding her breath. Honestly, though, I don't mind. I'm sure it helps reassure you all. So yes, my wives are very different than my brides. I might treat them close and offer them the possibility of more, but that's all predicated on my wives putting them there to begin with. Have I not pledged back with each one of you after all, but not the brides?"
There was no answer to his words. Everyone had gone silent. Moving through the camp, they found nothing of value or interest. It looked as if it was something that was thrown together and expected to be brought down any day. There was some surprise to that, given that two key lords had come through. Ash figured they'd rushed onto the city that was nearby. Not that he could blame them. If they could make connections quickly, it'd be in their best interest.
"Have I mentioned I love you, Ashley?"
Na asked in a warm purr somewhere behind him.
"I love you too, Na Shang,"
Ash answered with a laugh.
"I love you all. Now, let's get going. It's been a while since we got to travel together. A long while. Let's go see what's out there. Because this place, this camp, this is where those without courage stopped, those who didn't wish to be in the prison but also didn't want to leave it."
In short order, Ash and company were able to move through the camp. No one stopped them and no one bothered them, though he did notice that everyone had pulled on their veiled hats and secured them. He must have missed something or some type of signal, as they all had done it, even May, who had released his arm to do it. Upon entering the forest, Ash found it somewhat odd. The key, even at the base of the prison, had been thicker and more readily available than the key inside of the prison. Inside of the forest, it had thickened even further, though it had a deep and full feeling of earth and wood. Xu Ying had been cultivating by proximity, without even trying, given her natural inclination.
"I'm glad Moira is making sure we're staying on track,"
Tala murmured as they walked along through the forest.
"If she wasn't flying above my elegant self, I'd already be demanding a compass and a map."
Ash blinked at that, then looked up. Moira was still circling above them and looked to be perfectly fine with the situation. There was no change in how she flew. That meant they were on the right path and track.
"That, and I have my lock, don't I? Lock? I have you. You're all mine. My Lock Shang. Mine."
Ash sent the last word with a possessive, clutching feeling that left Locke without a doubt that he wanted all of her entirely to himself. Every scrap of her, even bad habits she might have.
"Yes, Yes, I'm yours. Did you want an arrow, or are you okay with me just adjusting as we go as I have been?
Whatever my darling Locke wants. Arrow. You guiding, either way.
Okay, I'll just guide us then as I have been. We're not too far off, but I'm getting weird feelings from the key. I'm pushing our senses out as far as I can, and I'm getting strange anomalies back, as if there's things out there and they can feel us probing.
Be on guard,
Nash said.
There's things out there. Also, we're still on track. Locke is giving me course corrections as we need it.
Thank you, Locke,
called Xu Ying happily.
You're a great sister.
There was a chuckle at that, followed by murmurs of agreement. From Mei, there was a subtle difference, though. Ash felt the beautiful woman at his side turn and probably look at Locke. There was some type of exchange there, but he missed it. He'd push on Locke later for an answer, likely when he could corner her and make it fun for both of them. In silence now, everyone continued walking, ready for anything, though nothing happened. Eventually, they exited the forest and found the edge of the city in front of them. There were signs there was people here, but also that it was only recent. Many of the buildings looked to be in very rough shape. Quite a few had collapsed into themselves, leaving only a wall or two upright. There were campsites in a number of places just outside where the city began, where there had once been some type of wall that had encircled the city. It had been brought down almost entirely, with very few sections remaining.
I think that plague wiped out much more than the diary let on,
Chunhua remarked.
Maybe everyone? Is there no one left in this realm?
That's a possibility,
Mei confirmed.
It seemingly at least took out the entirety of this city. If it was a plague spurred on by Qi, it could have taken on a life of its own.
It does tell us where the Qi lords went. We should move into the city to see what is that?
Jia asked, her words shifting suddenly. Ash glanced to Jia, then to where she was looking. Along the edge of the city, there was a flare of Qi, a very violent flare of Qi, so violent that it was a promise of combat.
I'm so excited,
hissed Tala.
I can't wait to fight,
Na declared.
I want to throw something at it already.
Chunhua breathed in a whisper.
Kill everything, everyone,
begged Hui.
Ahahaha, ah, cultivators. You've healed their hearts, given them a family and prized them as people, not weapons. But they're still cultivators.
I cannot wait to show off a bit,
Jia murmured in a way that sounded like longing.
You will watch me, right, Ashley?
There was a sharp feeling on Ash's back suddenly. He imagined every single woman was now hotly gazing at him. Showing off and watching another was its own form of romance amongst cultivators. Ash still didn't quite understand it, but he needed to push harder, to do more.
I'll watch you all, of course, though I'd like to fight too,
offered Ash.
I want to try using my Qi as a weapon. My poor butterfly sword broke and I never found a replacement.
You didn't?
Na asked.
You got everyone else weapons and there were so many in the manse. There wasn't anything for you?
Ash shook his head. He'd picked through them, but nothing felt right in his hand, nor was there anything there that would empower him, to grow him at all or in any way. They were just weapons, and at that point, he was better off not using the remaining butterfly sword or any of the weapons. He'd even gone so far as to put the single butterfly sword into the manse and left it there. The outburst of Qi was slowly moving toward them now. There was no mistaking it, as the Qi that was in front of them was being pushed toward Ash and his group, or pulled away if it was beyond a certain point, which was often the sign of someone quite strong moving around. There was also random fluctuations in the Qi surrounding him as well, which told him that there were a great number of living things moving that were smaller in strength, but numerous. Mei disentangled herself from Ash, though she did touch him several times as she did so. He wondered if she was more regretful of letting go than he was. Looking up the street in front of them, Ash watched as a massive rat came into view. It was taller than the buildings. Trundling along, it seemed to be chasing people through the streets.
It's strong,
Na reported.
Easily a near-peak awakened mortal great beast. I don't think I could fight that, regretfully. I'm ashamed for my weakness, Master. Please forgive me for failing in my training. I will redouble my efforts as your handmaiden.
Mei, Jia, Tala, and Xu agreed.
I think I could do well against it,
Chunhua offered.
So long as I can keep my distance. It's big enough that I could give it a great deal of trouble with my abilities. I'm a good match for it. If I was a close-ranged fighter, I don't think I could fight it at all.
The last felt odd to Ash, as if Chun Hua had said it to protect the others who had said they couldn't fight it before her.
I'm a perfect weapon for Ashley Sheng, my husband,
declared Hui.
He has made me happy and ideal. I could kill that creature and give him its core.
Don't be overconfident,
Ash cautioned.
Everyone always has some type of trick up their sleeve. I will throw you into the hall in a flash and leave you there for a while if I believe for even an instant you're going to endanger yourself or risk yourself, Hui Sheng. Do you understand me? Don't you dare risk yourself in any way like you did previously ever again. I'm still disappointed about that. You were lucky that Xu Ying had such a miraculous potion. You would have been permanently maimed for life otherwise.
Ash had said the last with actual anger and frustration.
Yes, I understand. I apologize. I'm not your weapon. I'm Hui Sheng, and I must value myself.
Hui apologized. He felt her head suddenly pressed to the back of his neck, right between his shoulder blades.
It's fine. I should probably yell at Chun Hua and Na as well. They tend to go overboard for me.
Ash growled, glancing over his shoulder at the two in question. Chun Hua blushed, and Na just grinned at him.
I'm your handmaiden, not your servant,
Na stated.
Good thing, I love you as you both are.
He replied, then looked ahead.
But I'll throw both of you in the hall in the same way.
Both women nodded their heads. Hui's arms snaked around him from behind, and her hands clasped themselves in front of him, atop his lower dantian.
You as well, Hui,
said Ash and patted her hands.
I'm going to go to the hall and begin organizing things for medical transfers to the manse, as well as whatever we might need after this. Also, I expect all of you to live through this and make it easier for me to put you back together.
Rue murmured. Then she reached out and touched her bridal ring, seemingly out of nervousness.
Do you hear me? All of you. You're my family. Ashley doesn't want you injured. I'll do my utmost to take care of you all, so make my job easier.
Before anyone could answer, Rue vanished into the hall.
How's Susha?
Tala asked suddenly, as if Rue going to the hall had triggered the thought.
I don't know. She's in there somewhere. Locke?
Ash prompted.
She just reads all day. As a Sheng Alliance key farm, I keep her well-treated and milk her constantly.
Locke said with a strange tone. Then she laughed.
She doesn't try to do much and keeps to herself, avoiding everyone at all times. A few have attempted to talk to her, but she doesn't really answer them and quickly goes elsewhere.
I shall go speak with her.
Hui mumbled against Ash's back.
I will be able to convince her to help. I know it. I've been on both sides of this. Ren should as well, in fact.
The rat of unusual size had been scurrying back and forth across the city, stopping to bite at something, swipe, then move again. Now it was coming this way, taking the street that was moving straight to them. Slowly, Ash was able to see what it was chasing coming into view and focus. Cultivators and both key lords. They were all sprinting toward Ash at maximum speed, burning across the distance toward the Sheng Alliance group. Reaching out to his Dao Ash, spun it up quickly, feeding it a fair amount of ki, and bringing it into a heavy and immediate pace, as if it started from a high note rather than building up to it. His ki si responded, the middle dantian responded, the pledged statues responded, the world responded. Hui let go of Ash and moved to take a position on the right.
Forgive me, dear husband, but my abilities aren't suitable for beasts.
Xu apologized from directly behind him.
I'll just act as your second and help where I can. I'm more useful to you in that way, and I know you don't fault me for being supportive.
The key lords and their people ran on. They were close now. Close enough that Ash saw it when the rat leapt forward, dipped its head down and snatched up one of the key lords with its mouth. Leaning back, the rat began to gnaw at the cultivator as the key lord attempted to defend himself from the teeth. Utilizing artifacts, abilities, and anything else, Ash imagined. The rat was distracted at the moment, even as everyone else continued to run. Behind them was surprisingly a massive wave of smaller rats, though they were all easily in the enlightened mortal ranks.
I'm so excited,
Mei stated, swords of earth key springing from her hands. Everyone was ready, and their Kisis, Dantians, and Daos all being forced into greater heights by Ash's Dao. The momentum of it was rapidly reaching the previous peak, even before combat had started. The previous high watermark was surpassed swiftly.
You've grown, Ashley,
Chun Hua accused.
As ever, your depth is far beyond what we suspected.
I'll take the big cheese. That big rat is mine.
Ash answered in response and also acknowledgement of her accusation.
Forgive me for being selfish, but I want to show off for you all a bit.
Oh no. You do realize that's exactly what they wanted to hear, right? They're cultivators. For you to show off just to try and appeal to them is what they want. It's why they wanted to show off for you, as you yourself thought. Though I admit I'm eager to see you show off for me too.
I want to show off for all of you. Every one of you, a lot.
Ash amended after hearing what Locke said. He wanted to try harder after all. The massive rat shook its head to the left, its jaws snapped shut, and it lifted its head back, likely swallowing the hopefully dead Key Lord. After, it turned burning red eyes towards Ash. Then the horde of rats reached the rest of Ash's group and broke upon them. A wave of fury, furry, gnashing teeth, claws, and red eyes. They were slaughtered. Each and every one that stepped up was skewered, stabbed, slashed, burnt, rent apart, or blown up. Moira had joined at some point and was standing off to Tala's left at the extreme end, her wings extended and flicking about herself, the feathers coated in steel. She looked a lot like a spinning top of blades. On the far right was Chun Hua and Hui, holding the other flank with a great deal of ki being thrown about. Ash unleashed the torrents of ki from the hall into everyone, making sure that they were never run low. In the next moment, the big rat arrived and Ash smiled.
If I really show off specifically for them, do you think I'll get some rewards?
Before Locke could reply, Ash and the rat closed on one another.